ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Food.
Many of us like the idea of pickling and preserving in theory, but in practice, well, we don't really know how to go about it or make it happen or think we have the right pots and pans to do it anyway. But our next guest is here to tell us that having a pantry stocked with pickles and preserves is easier than you think, and it's actually a fun process to boot. Naomi or Nims Zavakis is a Brisbane-based chef who's passionate about helping us change our food waste habits and thinks we can pretty much pickle anything, including blueberries. I kid you not. Pickled blueberries, nectarines and peaches. So she's here to share some of the tricks of the trade, including her much-loved recipes for passion fruit skin jam and banana chutney. Banana chutney. Nims, welcome to Nightlife.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
Banana chutney. Okay, well, we'll get there in a moment. what is pickling anyway?
Pickling, basically, it's a beautiful craft for putting away excess. Uh-huh. So if you're into no waste like me and you have, you know, we all get a bit excited when we see the nectarines at Christmas time and we overbuy and then they start getting a bit weird in your fruit bowl. So it's a beautiful way to put stuff up without wasting your money.
So, but is it basically a process of storing things in vinegar, is it, or not?
Pickling, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Why do we think
and salt? Salt and vinegar is the,
salt and so salt and vinegar are the things. Okay.
Preserving agent. Yeah. Yeah.
Why do we think it's too hard or too time consuming?
I think people look at the process, and I guess days gone by, it was quite convoluted, but it actually doesn't have to be. You can do a really beautiful chutney for your dinner in 10 minutes.
Really.
Absolutely. It doesn't have to be.
Oh, see, I've got this idea of a big jam pan sort of boiling away in the back of the stove for 3 hours and then, you know, sterilising bottles and...
I guess if you've got 10 kilos of strawberries, yeah, it's going to be a long-winded task. Mm. But your average homemaker, you know, they might have 4 punnets of strawberries in the fridge, especially at the moment with them being like $2 a punnet. So they go buy all these punnets of strawberries thinking they're going to make all sorts of beautiful things and then they're stuck in the fridge. So it's a really good way of just, you know, small quantities, making a jar of something or 2 jars of something for your pantry or, you know, making a bigger quantity, 10 jars for gifts, but it doesn't have to be hard. The long-winded part of it is the cooking, but you're not actually doing anything then anyway. You're just occasionally stirring stuff while it sort of gets away happily.
I suppose that's right. Well, let's start with making – we'll get to pickling in a moment. Let's start with making jam, and passion fruit skin jam, you reckon is pretty good.
I reckon passion fruit skin jam is really, really exciting for me, being a no-waste warrior, because it means that I'm using the whole fruit. I'm not just enjoying the pulp and discarding the skins, and it's really easy and surprisingly delicious.
Okay. What are the fundamentals to keep in mind when making jam?
You're roughly going to use equal parts of sugar and fruit. Now, Sometimes I bring that down to half. Any less than half, you know, we could talk about all sorts of other things that you could use to thicken your jam. But basically, if I weigh my strawberries and I've got 500 grams of strawberries, I'm going to put 500 grams of sugar with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to dissolve the sugar before I put it on the heat. So that just means stirring it until all your sugar is sort of, you know, integrated with the fruit. And then you just bring it to the boil. And you'll see with any jam, you know, as the sugar dissolves, the bubbles are really fast and it's quite liquid. And the longer it cooks, the slower your boil is. And you'll see the bubbles sort of gloop, gloop on the simmer. And if you just do a little test on a saucer, stick it in the fridge, and as soon as it hits the consistency that you want for your jam, it's ready to bottle.
Isn't the problem with jams, though, is getting them to set? I mean, often, I've made them in the past, and, you know, they cool down and they're too runny.
Well, that would depend on your cooking time. So you haven't cooked it long enough for the pectin in the fruit to engage with the sugar, and perhaps the fruit that you've chosen doesn't have a high enough pectin in the fruit. So rule of thumb, the higher the acid of your fruit, the higher the pectin levels. So if you've got a lower, say if you use, let's go a really low pectin fruit would be, they've all got such high. Let's say you're going to use peaches. They've probably got quite a low pectin level. So then you put citrus in it to up your pectin level. So a quick lemon juice, or pectin's actually derived from green apples.
Right.
That's how it's made. So if you've got a jam and you know it's really the fruit is really, really juicy and you know that it's not very high in acidity, if you just add a bit of lemon juice.
Okay.
So equal to jam, it'll thicken up.
All right, equal parts fruit, equal parts sugar, and if it's not high enough in pectin, add some lemon juice and that'll fix it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you just have to you bring your jam to the boil and then you turn it down and you just let it bubble away and you watch it and monitor for the frequency of the bubbles. The slower the bubble, the thicker your jam's going to be, and that's when you start testing it in your fridge. So a little spoon on a saucer in your fridge, and you'll see really quickly how thick your jam's going to be. As soon as it hits the point that you're happy, take it off the heat and jar it in sterilised jars.
Okay. Hmm. Tell me, okay, let's get back to passion fruit skin jam. I wouldn't have thought I always thought passion fruit skins just went in the compost, but
they were good feed for the chooks. Yeah. No, it's such a good jam. So,
but passion fruit skins taste of passion fruit, do they?
They taste like plum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Almost like a cross between plum and rhubarb.
Take me through it. How do we do a passion fruit skin jam?
So you'll take all of your there's no passion fruit pulp in passion fruit skin jam whatsoever, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. So you take all of the pulp out, you're using it for your passion fruit or whatever over Christmas. I always, because obviously you're not going to get for a domestic kitchen, you're not going to be buying, 80 kilos of passion fruit to make a vast quantity of passion fruit skin jam. So I always just put my passion fruit skins in the freezer until I'm happy with the amount that I've got to fill a pot.
Mm-hmm.
So you put your passion fruit skins in a pot, cover them with water, and you'll notice inside passion fruit skins you've got that white pith, mm-hmm. sort of like an orange or a lemon, the same sort of pith on the outside of those, and it's got the same sort of bitterness. So you're doing a similar thing if you were going to make marmalade. It's a similar process. So you're just covering the passion fruit skins with water, and then you're going to boil that until you don't see the white pith anymore. The pith is the same deep magenta colour of the skins. So you strain all the water off and keep it aside, and then with a spoon you just scrape all of the flesh, so all of the pith and all of that purple flesh, away from the outside shell, and it's really easy to do. The outside shell almost becomes like a translucent eggshell. So you throw those little bits away, and then you weigh your pulp, and then you weigh your sugar, put your sugar into your pulp. If you need a little bit of extra water, just use the water that you've strained off just to make it a little loose. And then same method, you just bring it to the boil. Once the bubbles get really slow, you start testing it in the fridge and then you jar it and it's good to go.
Hey. Nim Savakis is with us, a Brisbane-based chef who's an absolute gun at pickling and making jam and, well, lots of other things besides, but we're pickling and making jam at the moment. Can we move on to pickling? We started talking about this at the beginning. With pickling, essentially what we're doing is we're preserving things in vinegar here, are we?
Yeah, vinegar and salt.
Vinegar and salt. Okay, so what do we need? Do we need any special kind of gear or not?
No, not really. You need some, empty jars. Now, you don't even need to go and buy purposeful jars. If you've got lots of jars that you save from Vegemite or jam or whatever at home, as long as the lid is still able to be sealed fully, you can keep those jars. They're fine. Don't worry about spending any extra money. So all you need for a really simple pickling solution is 4 parts water, 2 parts vinegar, and 1 part salt.
Okay.
So you can use your coffee mug to make that, as long as you've got 4 parts water, 2 parts vinegar, and 1 part salt. And then if you're wanting to do a sweet pickle, halve your salt and do the same amount of sugar.
Okay. So do, with the fruit, or sorry, with the, I mean, I don't know, say we're pickling cucumbers, do we cook them at all, or we don't cook them?
No, so you get all your jars lined up, you prepare your fruit. So if you're doing cucumbers, slice the cucumbers really thinly if you're wanting like a sandwich pickle, or cut them in beautiful lengths if you're wanting something to serve with hot dogs. Pack your jar really tight. I like to put mixed dill and a little bit of garlic and some chili flakes through mine, and I pack my jar really tight, and then I bring that salt vinegar solution to the boil. Now, for pickled cucumbers, here's a little tip. The secret to crunchy cucumbers is tannin. And the best source of tannin is the tea bag. So once I've brought my pickling solution to the boil, I take it off the heat, and then I stick a tea bag in and let that steep for about 3 minutes.
Really?
And then I pour that pickling solution over my cucumbers in the jar.
While it's hot.
Put the lid on, flip my jar upside down, and as the solution cools, it pickles the cucumbers and it creates a vacuum seal, and you're good to go with that jar for about 2 days on your shelf. Once you've opened it, though, store it in the fridge.
How good's that?
Yeah.
We should try this, shouldn't we?
It's so easy, isn't it?
Like, so four water, two vinegar, one salt.
One salt.
4-2-1.
Yep.
There we go.
Easy. Now, in that pickling solution, if you're a real garlic fiend, or you really like, you know, heat of chili, I put all of your aromats in your pickling solution so that they really come to the fore as that's coming to the boil. All those flavors are really, you know, it's like sucking marrow from a bone, really good. And then pour that into your jar. Yeah. But you can absolutely pickle anything. I've pickled blueberries.
Talk to me about that, because I was fascinated by the idea of pickled blueberries. It doesn't sound right.
They are so good. And when you pickle them, I put a tea bag in my blueberry solution, and you don't have to, but when you pickle blueberries, even without the tea bag, the crunch on that outer skin is magnificent. And if you're flavouring those, you know, with orange zest, lots of garlic, you can put lots and lots of peppercorns. You can go chili, you can go ginger, whatever sort of flavor profile floats your boat, throw those in your jar, and they are really beautiful. It's a lovely pickle, especially for Christmas if you've got a whole salmon on your table. It's really, really
so we pretty. Just pack the blueberries in the jar and pour the hot pickling solution.
Yep.
But you're saying because it's a sweet pickle, we'd halve the salt, would we?
Well, I don't put sugar in the blueberries. I make that a savoury pickle. So when I'm talking about
so it's still a 4-2-1 again. Four water,
that's
two
it.
Vinegar.
Yeah.
Four water, two vinegar, one salt. We pour that hot solution over the packed fresh blueberries.
Yep.
What do they taste like?
They taste like salty blueberries. They still have their exact same flavour, but depending on what aromats you've put with it, like it's just a magical little flavour pop. They're a really good thing to just have in your fridge, and you open the fridge door at 1 a.m. looking for something to eat, throw some blueberries in there.
I love this. All right, so you've also, I'm talking with Nim Savakis, is a Brisbane-based chef and has done all sorts of amazing things in with food, including running a cafe called the Jam Pantry, which is where a lot of the knowledge, I guess, or the road testing came from. But you say you've tried all sorts of sweet pickles as well.
Yeah. Nectarines is one of my favourite because there's such a glut of stone fruit. So if you reduce your salt by half and then put that same amount of weight of sugar in your pickling solution, it just highlights it. Now, you don't need to put sugar if you're going to do nectarines, but if you're wanting pickled nectarines for, say, a cheese board, beautiful with blue cheese or a really soft brie and a nice big glass of something delicious, beautiful. And you can pickle nectarines, any stone fruit. I've pickled plums and put them on an omelette. All sorts of things. You can pickle strawberries, and that's really nice on a piece of toast with garlic rub toast, some avocado, feta, pickled strawberries, best breakfast of your life.
Hey, just before you go, tell me about banana chutney.
Banana chutney. Well, chutneys are such an interesting thing to make because, in a nutshell, it's almost like a savoury bent on a jam, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's like a jam, except it's got vinegar in it, I presume, has it?
That's it. So if you start off with, you know, like you would anything that you cook, whether it's a tomato sauce or whatever, you know, you've got your onion and garlic in the bottom of a pan. I like to throw washed and really finely chopped coriander root in there too. So you're cooking that until it's translucent. And then I fill my pot with bananas, and then a quarter of a weight of the bananas I put brown sugar, and then match the brown sugar with vinegar. And I just bring that to the boil and then throw my coriander leaves in and turmeric for colour and flavour, a little bit of chilli, and it thickens really fast. Banana is a great jam vehicle because if you're very time poor, you'll get a jam in about 12 minutes or a chutney in about 12 minutes. So bananas are great for time poor because it thickens. There's so much pectin in banana that you really don't have to spend hours laboriously trying to make things thick. It just magically happens by itself. And the banana chutney is awesome. Breakfast with poached eggs, pesto, roast tomato and bacon. It's the perfect bite. Barbara Streisand would be very happy.
I love it. What a good conversation. Nims, you are a genius, I'm sure, and you do make it sound easy, but you've inspired us to have a crack. Nims,
good. But it is easy. It is so easy. Or, you know, you can pickle jam, do anything, and, you know, put the pot on, go around, vacuum. Really, the most that you'll spend actually looking at your pot or touching it before you jar anything would you're probably sacrificing about 15 minutes of your day, really.
Nims, we are going to do it. Good on you. It's been a terrific pleasure talking to you. Thanks, Nims.
You too.
Thanks, Nims.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.